if a cop is killed, then the cops go crazy. Now they're going to hunt somebody down. One of their own? That's a different story. Musa alayhi salam, in a sense, you can argue, has killed a cop. He didn't intend to, but that's what's happened. Now they're looking for him. There's a blank, and they don't know who did it. But actually it came out, the guy who he actually helped ratted him out and said he's the one who did it. Now everybody's looking for Musa. And he escapes Egypt, barely surviving with his life. Okay? The entire city is on a hunt for him. He's the most wanted man in the land, and he escapes into the desert. Obviously, no one in their right mind would think about escaping into the desert. It's death anyway. There's no shelter, there's no water. You're gonna survive 1 or 2 days and you're gonna be dead. But he goes into the desert and he asks Allah for guidance as he walked into the desert. عَسَى رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Maybe my master will guide me to the straightest path. And that's what Allah did. Allah gave him a divine GPS. You know, in a desert, if you're walking, you can walk in a circle, you won't even know. Well, Musa alayhi salam, he walked straight. تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنِ. He walked straight in the direction of Madian, somewhere he's never been before. And Madian was a place where there was water, there's a township, and this is Arab land now. Okay, so he gets there directly. And just about when he's about to be dehydrated and die of thirst, he gets there and he sees water. And he starts sipping on the water. Now he's, you know, destitute, desperate, homeless, fugitive from the law. And he's sipping on this water, barely surviving. And he sees two women. You know, he sees two women, and Allah says about them, تَذُودَان. They're, to put it mildly, they're playing tug of war with their animals. Meaning they're holding their animals back from drinking the water. Now obviously in the desert, there's a few places where you have water. So everybody brings their animals to feed them there. And these girls are holding their animals back, not letting them drink. So he gets confused. What's going on with you two? مَا خَطْبُكُمَا. He goes to them and asks, what's wrong with you two? What's your situation? So they said, لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْطِرَ الرِّعَاءَ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. We can't feed our animals until this entire flock, everybody, all the men are done. Because these men down there, basically what they're saying is, those men are perverts. When we go down there and serve our animals, they start whistling at us, howling at us, hitting on us or whatever, making inappropriate comments. We don't want to deal with any of that nonsense. So we let all these men finish giving their animals their drink and leave. Then we go feed our animals. And until then, we have to keep pulling on our animals because our animals don't understand that. They just see the water and they want to go. And the reason we're working so hard, and the reason we're out here and we're not down there, why don't you have a man in the family? They explain, wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Our dad is an old man. He's not capable of working anymore. Even though that's not the subject of my khutbah, the subject of my khutbah is actually the dua that comes. But what I wanted to highlight to you is Allah in fact mentions a very strange situation. Typically you would imagine that the head of the household or the male in the household is going to earn the income. They're going to make the money. But Allah mentions a situation where these two girls have to go in a hostile environment. It's not a friendly environment. These are men that are not friendly towards women, not respectful towards women. That's why they have to hold back. And they don't have a choice because their father's too old. He can't do it. There are situations in families where, you know, it's not the ideal situation, but it happens. Women sometimes have to work. They have to go seek an education. They're the only one that can take care of the family. That happens. There's nothing un-Islamic about that. That's just what it is. That's life. And there's a reason Allah mentions these things, because these situations occur. And it's not right for us to look at some family situation and say, oh, look, their daughter works. Oh, look, his wife works, etc. And it's not right for you and I to make those judgments. We don't know what their family situation is. In any case, these young girls say that we can't go down there. Musa alayhi salam, I mentioned to you, was a strong man. He just grabbed their animals, went down there, moved the other people around like they're flies, fed their animals, brought them back, and then didn't say not a word to them, and went back, tawalla ila dhil. Then he went back towards the shade. And that's where he made this dua. So this man, who's barely alive himself, saw these two women that needed help, helped them out, and then went back, didn't ask for money, didn't ask for thanks, didn't say his name, nothing. Went back into the shade and said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Master, there's no doubt about it that I, in regards to whatever you send my way, whatever you send from above towards me, any good you want, min khayr istanawwu', any good you want to send me, I could totally use it. I'm bankrupt. Faqir in Arabic, faqr literally means for the back to be broken. Okay? When you have so much burden on your back, that you can't take anymore and your back snaps. Like some of you work out, if you're squatting, if you put too much weight on the machine, on the rack, you could sense, I can't take anymore. That's actually when you're about to experience faqr. Your back is about to snap. He's basically saying, I am disabled at this point. I'll take any good you give me. I'm in this desperate situation. He turns to Allah and he makes this profound, profound dua. This has two meanings. The first meaning is, Ya Allah, I don't have a home. I don't have family anymore. I'm by myself. I know nobody. I got nothing. The only shelter I have is the shade of this tree. That's all I got. Anything, any rizq at this point, I'm not going to be picky. Whatever you send my way, because by the way, he was raised as royalty. When you're raised as royalty, you eat expensive food. You sit in comfortable housing. Your ride is nice. Everything is kind of a certain class, right? And there are certain things you're not so comfortable with. Like, you know, if you make a certain amount of money, then you're like, you're going to go book a hotel in some other town. You're not going to go get to know one star, half star motel. You're going to get at least 3 stars, aren't you? You have some standards. There's some kind of, or if you're going to rent a car, you're not going to rent like some used dinky Hyundai or something. You're going to say, hey, what's the upgrade? You have certain standards. Musa alayhi salam has actually been raised, you could argue, with a silver spoon. He's been raised in pretty elite standards. But he's in this desperate situation right now, and he's not picky. He's saying, Ya Allah, whatever you give me, I will take. Whatever of any kind of good you decide, and I know that it will come only from you. It can only come from you because I got no worldly resources left. That's why Inzal is mentioned. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. It can only come from the heavens now. I'll totally take it. I'm bankrupt. I'm not gonna be whiny or picky. This, by the way, by extension, is somebody lost a job. They used to have a high-paying tech job. They were making 6 figures. Now they don't have that job anymore. They've been looking for a new job. A year goes by, 2 years go by, 3 years go by. The savings have run out. There's no money left. They can't even pay the rent anymore. Somebody offers them a job to drive a truck. Somebody offers them a job to work at a grocery store. Somebody offers them a job to drive a cab. And he says, look, man, I'm a programmer. I can't do this. This is beneath me. Yes, it is beneath you, but at this point, it's been 3 years. You need to be realistic. Whatever you can get, you take. Al-kasibu habibullah. The one who earns, works hard and earns an income is beloved to Allah. It's not humiliating. Hard work is never humiliating. And just on that side note, I go out of my way, especially when I travel to the Muslim world. I go out of my way if I take a cab or a limo or anything else to make sure I get to know the driver. And to make sure I get to like remind them that what they do is very honorable and noble. Because this is actually a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. To remind people that do hard work, that they are honored by Allah. You know what's happened in many of our cultures? The driver, the waiter, the cleaner, you know, these people, they're treated like trash. Like they have no respect in society. The opposite is true in our deen. Musa alayhi salam is saying, whatever job you get me, whatever provision you provide me, I'm not going to be picky. That's a gift from Allah. Rizq is a gift from Allah. A job is a gift from Allah. So now, this is why our deen is so beautiful. The guy who collects the trash, the guy who's cleaning up the bathrooms, all of these people are dignified people because they work hard to provide for their families. They are in fact kasib, and therefore they are Habibullah, they're beloved to Allah. And how can they be beloved to Allah and despised by us? How can we look down on someone who Allah loves? I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated, it's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.